We hook up live on Clean Feet to our friend.
Oh, did I just hear a cup with some ice in it?
Corby Davidson.
Hang on. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Hang on. Whiskey.
If I can't hear anything, Snake, I can hear whiskey.
All you want. What's up?
Hello, Corby.
How we doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
We're good. Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's been a very busy show, very guest intensive. I don't know how it happened. It just did.
I heard Moose Man just a second ago.
Yeah.
And I know that Falwell and Joel and and Bones coming up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a lot. Did I miss any? David? Was David on today?
Yeah, David.
Good God.
Yeah, it's
what a layup show you guys
Sod.
Have had.
We interviewed Sod for like a half. Yeah.
Poor David, though, man. Like the hardline main cast just.
They hate him. They don't even mention that he exists.
He's like, he's the guy that always gets bumped at the end of the show, like Matt Damon used to on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Yeah. So here was what we were discussing in the break. Very high level sports talk here, Corby.
Yeah, we texted about it.
We're not going to bring that.
Oh. No, we don't want to talk about that.
You need a lot more whiskey for that one. No, so, thank you.
So okay. So we're not going to do that one. Not on Thanksgiving. You have to basically bet everything. You have to bet like 2 months in the ticket studio, okay?
Yeah.
On Donovan in match play against Dorian Finney-Smith. 18
like,
holes.
We don't know anything about Dorian's golf game right now.
We have no idea if Dorian Finney-Smith has ever touched a golf club. Now, Donovan's whole case, his entire scouting report for Finney-Smith is he's a professional athlete. And while that's true, I still have to think holding a golf club at some point in your life would be an advantage for Donnie. But now they're going to play 18 holes. Donovan has to win the match at least one up. And if you're wrong with who you pick, which side you pick, it's 2 months in the ticket studio.
So, I'm going with Donovan. Even though he's a professional athlete, I'm hedging my bet. Now, here's the weird part is that, like, we see those videos of the Cowboys once a year playing golf out at Cowboys Club in Grapevine, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they have some sort of charity deal.
Yes.
And we used to see that with the Mavericks, I feel like, too. Like, I remember Dirk swinging clubs, and they would have some sort of charity deal going on, and some guys knew how to play, and, like, Darren Williams definitely knew how to play. But, I mean, do they still do that?
Well, I don't know, but I will say Google, after searching basically the following, Dorian Finney-Smith golf has produced no hits of any kind. So,
well, why would it?
Well, I think you could probably search Dirk and golf, and you'd at least find Dirk taking a golf swing, wouldn't you?
Yes. In fact, Dirk definitely is taking a golf swing.
Yes. Here's a story that says, Dirk Nowitzki shows his golf game isn't on par with his basketball. Well, duh. Come on. That's pretty weak. But there he is taking a swing. So it's possible that Dorian has never touched a golf club. It's also possible he plays twice a week. That's part of the fun.
I'm going all in on Donovan.
Thank you,
100%.
Man. Thank you.
I believe in you.
Enjoy those 2 months in the ticket studio.
And he shoots like a 77 or something like that.
Boy,
is it match play?
Yeah.
Or is it stroke play? It's match play.
It's match
play. Okay, so you can make like a 15 on a hole and it's no big deal.
And you can still win, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so we have a very complex Thanksgiving. Do we have our audio ready? Okay, so this blew up on Thanksgiving Twitter this week, guys. This is Patriots great Matthew Judon and his thoughts about a certain Thanksgiving side. Let's listen.
Yeah, I have never liked macaroni and cheese. And you know how they say, like, oh, your taste buds change every 7 years. You just got to... Every time I try it, it's the same thing. And it's never going to change. And it's never going to get better. All right? I'm almost 30 now. I'm pretty set in my ways, and it's disgusting. Get it off the table. The bathrooms will be less busy, and everybody will have a better day. So If you want to have a good Thanksgiving, don't cook macaroni and cheese.
Okay, so this
bathrooms will be less busy. What is
Yeah, because it gives you the trots, the turkey trots.
Now I am told
macaroni and cheese.
That's what he's saying.
Well, I know, but theoretically it does the opposite. Cheese is a
stopper,
a constipator, if you will.
Yeah.
Now I am told it is one of the I don't want to say staples of the African American Thanksgiving table, but it at least seems to have a portion of the African American Thanksgiving table.
Oh my gosh! There is no doubt there will be macaroni and cheese on the Thanksgiving table without question.
Okay. So
yeah, I mean, we'll have it. We'll have honestly more of that than maybe any other side at our table tomorrow.
Really?
Because we don't do mashed potatoes.
Man,
I'm getting talked about pretty badly.
I'm not sure I've ever seen macaroni and cheese at a Thanksgiving table of mine.
Really? Yeah.
Same. I think I came at you last year, Donnie, about the mashed potatoes, didn't I? I'm sorry for that.
No, that's fine. Yeah. It's all good.
What do you mean you came at him?
Well, I was
just
very shocked that he didn't have mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving.
Never.
And I might have been a little aggressive.
Why can't we have both?
Well, we should.
You can. You can have whatever
you want. We can all coexist.
What's
Do you have mac and cheese, Julie?
No, I don't have mac and cheese, but we always have mashed potatoes, and that's my favorite part.
But your kids like mac and cheese, right?
Yeah, they have it like four times a week, though. So
right.
I don't need to serve it to them on Thanksgiving.
It's not special. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we have a four-person Thanksgiving dinner sides draft going right now. Ready? So it's Donovan.
Yeah.
It's Corby. It's me. It's Julie. And we will go in alphabetical order. All right?
Okay.
So I want... Oh, wait a minute. No.
It's you first.
No, you know what, Donnie?
No, go ahead. No. It's fine.
Okay. With the first pick of the Thanksgiving sides draft, I will be selecting sweet potatoes.
That's a good pick. That's a great pick.
Corby, you pick second. We'll go around twice.
Okay, I have to know exactly what a side is, though. Is dressing a side?
Yeah, of course. It's not turkey.
So turkey is, all right. So, yeah, I'm going dressing.
That's a good pick, too. And those are probably the first two picks I would take.
All right, Donovan, you're on the clock. Sorry, Julie, didn't mean to make you go
last.
Okay. It's a snake draft, though. You get to get four and five.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, I'd go with mac and cheese. Let's go.
Mac and cheese three.
Yeah.
Julie?
I'm going mashed potatoes. They're still on the table, right?
Yeah, and then you get another pick.
And then I'm going...
A lot of starches in this
dinner. Nice warm buttery rolls.
Oh, rolls are incredible.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's good.
My freaking roll.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
All right, back to Donovan.
Dang.
I'm getting back.
I want to trade. I'm picking up the phone and I'm calling the GM. Hell.
Come on. Mine's gonna fall right to me. I love this.
I don't know. It's gonna be so lame when I pick this one, but it's the only thing I can think about. I'll take old nasty green beans.
Wow. Bastard. That's what I was gonna take. I love green beans.
Oh, that's all I could think of. We'll trade. What are you taking next?
Is it me?
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce.
No, you can have it.
I love it. And you know what? Not the canned crap. Whatever loser goes to the store and gets a can of that stuff.
No, dude. That's
that
what
work.
You need. The can is where it's at.
No, it's not. That's
and
like then, something out of the, like Clark Griswold would dump on his plate.
And then
no,
the
not
ridges from the can are right there, so you
gross.
Know exactly where to cut it.
Okay, I might need Sod and Mino to tell me if I can get this passed, because I think the judges who are taking part in the draft will reject me.
If you say cotton candy, it's not allowed.
I feel like green bean casserole
was not covered here because
you get the little fried onion bits on the top there.
I have green beans. You're going to have to consult me, and we're going to have to trade.
Huh? I would say they're different items.
I think they are. You're saying straight green beans.
Is this all the same dinner, or are you choosing separately for your own dinner? Because if you're bringing it all to the table...
Green bean casserole, two totally different items. I think isn't there a little mushroom soup in there too? Maybe
there's a little something, and then sometimes
fried onion things on the top.
Sometimes even some nuts, like
I own the rights
almonds,
to green beans.
You don't get every green bean on the planet.
I can dress it up how I want.
Donovan's right.
Green
He's right.
Beans
you guys
are mine.
Losers.
You have to pick something
else.
Like salad? What's left? I got like
there's
Caesar salad. This is lame.
We're going right to pie. Get you a nice potato salad or something and go about your business.
Pie is on the table.
Oh, I could do sprouts too, couldn't I?
You could, yeah.
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
I don't consider that a Thanksgiving dish, but they're awesome.
No, I think sprouts are a Thanksgiving dish.
Okay, all right. That's another.
It's like the next tier.
Okay, then.
I know we've discussed this before, but Brussels sprouts, when we were kids, or at least when me and Bob and Donovan were kids, they were disgusting. They were boiled. They would show up at your school. Yes, they were round. They would show up at your school lunch, and you're like, "What?" So you give me a piece of pizza and a Brussels sprout,
right, that's dumb.
And you like throw it against the wall. But
big Brussels sprout has done some good marketing over the last couple decades.
It's my favorite vegetable.
Yeah. Me too.
It is my favorite vegetable by a mile. But did you like it as a kid, Julie?
No, not at all. But I love it now. I mean, now you put like sugar on it, and it's oil. You make it nice and crispy,
olive oil,
like brown sugar.
A little bacon.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Throw a little bacon on there also. Mm-hmm. Even a little dash of bacon grease.
Brown sugar makes everything better.
It really does.
I've never put brown sugar on my Brussels sprouts though.
Right, Donnie?
I neither.
But they are delicious. Yes.
Now my mom back in the day, we would have like a big tray of pickled okra, cucumbers with like oil and vinegar that were soaked in oil and vinegar, like all sorts of weird vegetable-y, like raw vegetable type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. I loved all of it.
Yeah.
Like it was delicious. That's and I would snarf that down before I got to my main course.
Wait, so is desserts not part of this?
No, I feel that's not considered kind of illegal.
Yeah, we have to go around again separately for desserts.
How's that pie holding up in the break room, by the way? Is that still in there?
I'm sure it is.
We had pie in the break room.
Somebody ate the whole thing?
Who brought pie? Did Eatsy's bring pie?
I don't know if it's...
I did.
Oh, you brought the pie?
Yeah.
Oh, you're eating your own supply? You're getting high off your own supply?
I was.
Did you make it, Sod?
No.
You bought it.
Are you saying it's gone, though?
I have no idea.
Okay. Maybe we could sneak
it. Where'd you buy it? Grocery store, or did you go somewhere cool?
No, just Walmart. More cool.
Where's orange?
Half-ass.
Where's like...
Walmart pie.
Where's like the orange Jello salad in this draft?
Get out of here!
That's death. That's
it's
yeah.
undrafted.
It's just a filler.
It's going back to college.
Then you kind of get it on the mashed potato part and kind of turns the mashed potatoes a little orange.
Yeah. The Jello that I was dealing with was always lime green. It wasn't. It was never orange, and it was equally disgusting.
We've seen that too.
Is gravy on the table?
No, you can have it.
Gravy does need to be part of the mix here. It's hard.
Like giblet gravy? Do you guys have giblet gravy?
Oh yeah. How does giblet gravy different than gravy?
Well, there are giblets in it, and gravy, there's a big difference.
Would I be able to identify a giblet upon
It's like gray and chewy and weird, and I don't even know what it is, but it was always in our gravy, and I loved it.
I think it's tasty, but it's actually like something gross. It's like the neck part of the chicken.
You got thoughts on gravy, so.
Uh-huh.
Does that would cause you to ask if that was a chicken?
Perhaps. We'll never know, Bob. We'll never know what caused me to ask if it was a chicken.
Hey, Julie, was listening. She's sitting in here reading a book or a book or a buck. Oh, the Dave Grohl book. What an upset that is. Bingo.
It is bingo. Put her on,
and
too.
Hi, Julie.
She say hi to Julie.
You, Julie, say hi to this Julie.
What's up?
Hi, Julie.
Oh,
how are you?
There she is.
But she was like, she heard you doing a ticker, and she goes, wait, didn't she retire?
Just retire. Start getting my retirement check.
She made so much ticker cash that she just bailed early, like 35.
Yeah. Made out on
sweet
IPOs from that ticker fund, and it worked out really well.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.